I would like to greet you this evening.
Želim da vas pozdravim ovo veče.
I would like to greet you this evening.
Želim da vas pozdravim ovo veče.
In the precious and wonderful name of our Lord Jesus.
U dragoceno i drago ime našeg Gospoda Isusa.
I feel very, very happy and blessed to be among you.
Zaista se osjećam srećan i blagoslovljen što sam među vama.
I want to thank Brother Milko especially for that inspiration in Brazil.
Želim posebno da zahvalim bratu Milku za tu inspiraciju koju ima u Brazilu.
We hadn't seen each other for a couple of years.
Nismo se vidjeli nekoliko godina.
We met together in Brazil.
I sreli smo se onda u Brazilu.
He knew of the convention that was coming up.
To je blizu jednog skupa koji je bio na dohvat ruke.
And he began to speak to me about it.
I počeo da mi govori o tome.
He said, I want to call the brothers and talk to them.
Kaže, nazvaću braću i porazgovarati sa njima.
I felt very good in my heart about it when he spoke to me.
Veoma sam se dobro osjećao u srcu dok mi je govorio.
And looked forward for this time.
I zaista očekivao ovo vreme.
When I came in yesterday,
I kada sam stigao juče,
it was so nice to meet Brother Aladin.
Bilo je lepo sresti se sa bratom Aladinom.
I had a totally different concept of how he was going to look.
Imao sam potpuno drugačiju ideju o onome kako će on izgledati kad ga vidim.
You know, we were communicating by email.
Pošto smo komunicirali preko emaila.
And when I saw him,
kada sam ga ugledao,
I thought he's going to be a small man wearing glasses.
Mislio sam biće neki maleni čovjek koji će nosi naočale.
And by the time we drove from the airport to here,
i dok smo se vozili od aerodroma do ovde,
It felt that we had known each other all our lives.
Izgledalo je kao da se znamo čitav život.
You know, it's strange how God does these things.
Zaista, zar je čudno kako Bog sve čini te stvari.
I met the beloved pastor here today.
Sreo sam i dragog pastira danas ovde.
And it was just like, as the prophet says, angelic beings associate together.
Amen. I to je kao što je prorok rekao, anđelska bića koje se zajedno udružuju.
You know, Peter speaks of those of like precious faith.
Govorili smo o toj najdragocenijoj veri.
And so I'm very happy for that.
I veoma sam srećan zbog toga.
I look and see you here this evening.
Gledam vas večeras.
There's a deep prayer in my heart.
I postoji jedna duboka molitva mog srca.
That God would take my simplicity.
Da će Bog uzeti moju jednostavnost.
And a few words you've put in my heart.
I staviti nekoliko reči u moje srce.
And make it a great blessing for you.
I učiniti da to bude za vas veliki blagoslov.
Especially when I heard our pastor says he hadn't seen many of you for the whole year.
Posebno kada sam čuo da je pastir rekao da vas nije video tokom možda cele godine.
And you have drove many from different places.
A vi ste putovali iz raznoraznih mesta.
Coming to be here this evening.
I da bi došli da budete ovde večeras.
We have come thousands of miles ourselves.
A mi smo i sami prešli na hiljade milja.
But it feels so nice that we are together under one roof.
Ali osjećamo se veoma prijatno što smo zajedno pod jednim istim krovom.
It is good when you speak to believers.
Veoma je lepo kada govorite vernicima.
People that has a hunger in their heart for the word.
Ljudi koji imaju glad za reči u srcu.
People who have received the message and cherish it.
Ljudi koji su prihvatili, primili poruku i cene.
When believers like that come together,
kada se takva vrsta vernika sastane zajedno,
it is unlimited what God can do.
Onda nema granica šta Bog može učiniti.
So I want to encourage you to believe.
Tako da želim da vas ohrabrim da verujete.
I have a little inspiration in my heart.
I ja imam jednu malu inspiraciju u svom srcu.
To preach in the book of Ruth for you.
Da za vas propovedam iz knjige o Ruti.
You know there are only two books in the Bible named after women.
I vi znate, u Bibliji postoje samo dve knjige koje nose imena po ženama.
Women with Gentile names, that is.
A to su žene sa paganskim imenom.
Two women.
Samo dve žene.
Ruth.
Ruta.
And Esther.
I Estera.
Amen.
Amen.
And there's a purpose for that.
I naravno u tome je jedna svrha.
Because all scripture is given by inspiration.
Zato što su sva pisma predana u inspiraciji.
And I believe as a member of the bride.
Ja verujem kao deo neveste.
Your life is laying inside of there.
Da se vaši životi nalaze ovdje unutra.
And I pray that he would make himself so plain in the breaking of the bread.
I ja se molim da on sebe učini toliko jasnim u prelamanju hleba.
That you will see him.
Da ga vidite.
The lovely one of the Bible.
tog ljubljenog iz Biblije,
the Lord Jesus,
Gospoda Isusa,
and you will see his lovely bride,
i da onda vidite i njegovu ljubljenu nevestu,
of which we are all a part,
čega smo mi svi deo,
and this is the uniting time,
i ovo je vreme ujedinjenja,
this is the time of oneness,
ovo je vreme jedinstva,
where God and man is being united together,
kada se čovjek i Bog ponovo ujedinjuju,
to go back into this Garden of Eden,
da bi se ponovo vratili nazad u Edenski vrt,
that's the hope that we have in us,
to je nada koju imamo u sebi.
We have loved ones beyond the curtain of time.
Mi imamo naše voljene iza one zavese vremena.
When I was here 13 years ago,
kada sam bio u ovim krajevima pre 13 godina,
our precious brother Eva,
naš dragoceni brat Ive,
we had such a wonderful time together.
Imali smo zaista divno zajedno vreme zajedno.
You couldn't be around brother Eva and, you know, don't find yourself fellowshipping about the things of God.
Vi ne možete ništa drugo sa Ivetom nego imati zajedništvo oko Božjih stvari.
He just loved the word.
On je stvarno voleo reč.
He's a sip of that big book and he's only writing.
On je imao neku veliku knjigu i sve samo zapisivao.
We spent many precious hours.
I proveli smo mnoge dragocene časove zajedno.
I'm so glad to see Jonathan, a young man.
Drago mi je videti sada Jonatana koji je mladi čovjek.
Remember my little 13-year-old boy at the side of his dad.
Sećam ga se kao 13-godišnjeg dječaka pored svoga oca.
Dad is beyond the curtain of time this evening.
A to je on je već sa one strane vremena.
Maybe the Lord will let him look back here this evening.
I možda će mu Gospod dopustiti da zaviri večeras ovamo.
But Abraham said, when I went there, I could look back here.
Brat Abraham mi rekao kada sam prešao na onu stranu, onda sam mogao gledati nazad.
Amen.
Amen.
So I'm sure he would like to hear what is happening here this evening.
Siguran sam da i on želi da čuje šta se ovdje večeras događa.
And some of you may have loved ones also.
A možda neki također od vas već imaju svoje ljubljene tamo.
That we will be reunited with very soon.
S kojima ćemo se veoma brzo ujediniti ponovo.
You pray for me over these days.
Vi ste se molili za mene tokom ovih dana.
And may the Lord do something special for us.
I neka onda Gospod učini nešto posebno za nas.
Young and old.
I za mlade i za stare.
That we will long remember this time.
Čekat ćemo se dugo sećati ovog vremena ovdje.
So God bless you.
Tako Bog vas
blagoslovi. As I invite you to have a word of prayer together.
I pozivam vas da se zajedno uključimo u molitvu.
Our beloved Lord Jesus.
Naš dragi Gospode Isuse.
We are so thankful this evening, Father.
Toliko smo zahvalni večeras, Oče.
To be gathered here in your divine presence.
Što smo skupljeni ovdje u tvojoj božanskoj prisutnosti.
Singing these songs about your precious blood.
Pevajući ove pesme o tvojoj dragoj krvi.
Your amazing grace.
O tvojoj veličanstvenoj milosti.
This great love with which you have loved us.
O toj velikoj ljubavi s kojom si nas ljubio.
This great cleansing that you have cleansed us.
O tom velikom očišćenju s kojim si nas očistio.
That we can come into your presence this evening.
Da možemo doći večeras u tvoju prisutnost.
And have access to all that you are.
I imati pristup svemu tome što si ti.
I pray, Father.
Molim se, Oče.
That you would look down in our midst.
Da ti pogledaš ovdje među nas.
And you who knows every need that we have.
I ti koji znaš sve potrebe koje mi imamo.
That your grace would flow out unto us.
Da tvoja milost bude izlivena ka nama.
And everyone, Lord, would find that you are interested in their needs.
I da svako bude zainteresovan za te potrebe.
As you would speak to us.
Dok ti budeš govorio nama.
As your word would be a lamp to our feet and a light unto our pathway.
Dok tvoja riječ bude kao svetiljka našim stazama i svetlo našim koracima.
May the preaching of the word bring such illumination this evening.
Neka propovedanje reči večeras donese jedno kakvo prosvjetljenje.
That our faith would be inspired.
Da naša vera bude inspirisana.
That we can see your plan for this age that we are living in.
Da vidimo tvoj plan za doba u kome mi živimo.
And that our souls can move into the rhythm of this great thing that is happening in this hour.
I da se naše duše mogu kretati u tom velikom ritmu koji je u ovom času.
May you grant it, Lord.
Možeš li to darovati, Oče?
Bless all the ministers.
Blagoslovi sve propovednike.
Bless every family represented here.
I sve one koji su predstavljaju ovdje porodice.
Bless young and old.
I mlado i staro.
May you do something special.
Učini nešto posebno.
Even the strangers and visitors in our gates this evening.
Posjeti nas večeras među našim bratima, kapijama.
May you do something special for them, we ask.
Možeš li učiniti nešto posebno, molimo se.
Now we ask that you direct our thoughts in the word.
Molimo se da usmeriš naše misli ka reči.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
U ime Isusa Hrista.
Amen. God, we should bless you. I'd like to invite your attention to the book of Ruth. And I would ask you to maybe take a read in the book. The four short chapters. And we'll be preaching in that over the next few services. So I pray that as you would read it, it would help refresh your memory.
A molim se da to budete čitali, da to osveži vaše sećanje na to.
Of this beautiful story in the Bible.
O toj prelepoj priči koja je u Bibliji.
That when I preach,
da dok ja budem propovedao,
you would have the word in your remembrance.
Da vi odmah se setite tih reči.
Because sometimes because of the time,
jer ponekad radi vremena,
we don't take the opportunity to just do a lengthy reading.
Mi nemamo vremena da čitamo dugačko, dugo iz Biblije.
But when you are familiar with the story,
a kada ste upoznati već sa pričom,
then when you strike something, you know what we are speaking of.
Onda kad pogodimo nešto, onda vi već znate o čemu mi govorimo.
And we'll read from the book of Ruth, chapter 1.
A mi čitamo iz knjige Ruti, prva glava.
Verse 1.
Znači, čitamo od prvog stiha.
Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land.
A ono vreme kada sudiše sudije, bi glad u zemlji.
Notice this important thing.
Primetite ovdje jednu važnu stvar.
This story is happening in the days when the judges ruled.
Ova priča se dešava u vreme kada su sudije vladale.
And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons.
I jedan čovjek iz Vitlejema, Judinog, otide da živi kao došelak u zemlji Moabskoj sa ženom svojom i sa dva sina svoja.
This man is from Bethlehem, Judah.
Ovaj čovjek je iz Judinog Vitlejema.
But he's leaving his God-given position.
Ali napušta poziciju koju mu je Bog dao.
To go into the country of Moab.
Da bi otišao u zemlju Moab.
And Moab came from the union between Lot and one of his daughters.
A Moab je došao kao proizvod jedinstva između Lota i jedne od njegovih kćeri.
It was a perverted people.
To su bili izopačeni ljudi.
Who had a perverted birth.
Koji su rođeni na izopačeni način.
That came from an incestuous relationship.
Došli su iz jednog takvog odnosa.
And they were forbidden to come into the congregation of Israel.
I takvima je bilo zabranjeno da dođu u zbor izraelski.
You'll find in Deuteronomy 23.
To možete naći u 4. Mojsijevoj, 5. Mojsijevoj 23. glavi.
But because of economic conditions.
Ali radi ekonomskog stanja.
This man is moving his family away from the land of promise.
Ovaj čovjek odvaja svoju porodicu i udaljava je od obećane zemlje.
And the name of the man was Elimelech.
A ime čovjeka je bilo Elimelech.
And the name of his wife Naomi.
A ženi mu ime Noemina.
And the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephratites of Bethlehem, Judah.
A imena dvojice sinova njegovih Mahlon i Chilion i behu Efraćani iz Vitlejema, Judinov.
And they came into the country of Moab and continued there.
I dođoše u zemlju Moabsku i nastaniše se onde.
Look at the results now of forsaking the promised land.
Pogledajte rezultate ostavljanja obećane zemlje.
And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died.
Potom umre Elimelech, muž Naomin.
And she was left and her two sons.
I ona osta sa dva sina svoja.
And they took them wives of the women of Moab.
I oni se oženiše Moabkama.
Now they're going into false union with the world.
A sada ulaze u lažno jedinstvo sa svetom.
The name of the one was Orpha and the name of the other Ruth.
Jednoj beše ime Orpha, a drugoj Ruta.
And they dwelt there about 10 years.
I onda stajahu do 10 godina.
And Mahlon and Chilion died, both of them.
A potom umroše obojice, Mahlon i Chilion.
Out of a family of 4, 3 is already dead.
Dakle, iz četvoročlane porodice već troje su mrtvi.
Their numbers were greatly reduced in the land of the Gentiles.
Njihov broj je dramatično bio smanjen u paganskoj zemlji.
It is a difficult thing to leave your God-given position.
Veoma je teška stvar napustiti poziciju koju vam Bog daje.
And And a woman is left of her two sons and her husband.
I žena osta bez dva sina svoja i bez muža svog.
Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread.
Tada se ona podiže sa snahama svojim da se vrati iz zemlje Moavske, jer ču u zemlji Moavskoj da je Gospod pohodio narod svoj, davši im hleba.
She had heard that God had visited the land with bread again.
Ona je čula da je Bog ponovo pohodio zemlju i dao hleb.
Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah.
Izađuše iz mesta gde beše i obe snahe njene s njom, pođuše putem da se vrate u zemlju Judinu.
And let's jump down to verse 19.
I idemo sada do 19. stiha.
So, this is after Orpha had went back and Ruth continued on with Naomi.
To je nakon toga kad se Orpha vratila nazad, a Ruta je nastavila sa Naomi.
So they two went and they came to Bethlehem.
Tako idoše obe dok ne dođuše u Bitlehem.
And it came to pass when they were come to Bethlehem that all the city was moved about them, and they said, "Is this Naomi?"
I kada dođuše u Bitlehem, sav grad uzve njih radi i govorahu, je li to Noemina?
And she said unto them, "Call me not Naomi, call me Mara."
A ona im govoriše, ne zovite me više Noemina, nego me zovite Mara.
Naomi meant pleasant.
Noemina je značila pleasant,
yes.
Zadovoljstvo.
And Mara means bitter.
A Mara je značila gorčina.
So they say, is this Naomi, is this pleasant?
Da li je to ta Naomina koja znači ugodnost?
She said, don't call me pleasant.
Ona kaže, nemojte me zvati ugodno.
Call me bitter.
Zovite me gorkom.
For the Almighty had dealt very bitterly with me.
Jer mi velike jade zada svemogući.
I went out full and the Lord had brought me home again empty.
Obilna sam otišla, a praznu me vrati Gospod.
Why then call you me Naomi, seeing the Lord had testified against me and the Almighty had afflicted me?
Zašto me zovete Noemina, kada me Gospod obori i svemogući me ucveli?
So Naomi returned and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest.
Tako dođe natrag Noemina i sa njom Ruta Moavka, snaha njena, vrativši se iz zemlje Moavske i dođoše u Bitlehem u početku ječmene žetve.
May the Lord bless you his word, may have you.
Neka bi Gospod blagoslovio njegovu reč, a vi možete sesti.
Kind of pretty warm.
Izgleda da je ovdje prilično toplo.
But I hope it doesn't disturb you too much.
Ali nadam se da vas to neće puno uznemiravati.
This book of Ruth is such a tremendous book.
Ova knjiga o Ruti je jedna tako veličanstvena knjiga.
And I'm sure as we look into it over the next few services.
I siguran sam da dok je budemo pratili, izučavali u narednih nekoliko službi,
it will become something special in your heart.
Da će to postati nešto veoma dragoceno vašim srcu.
Because it's a great book of the love and the grace of Almighty God.
Zato što je to velika knjiga o milosti i ljubavi svemogućeg Boga.
It's a great story of redemption.
To je velika knjiga o otkupljenju.
And a message kinsman redeemer.
A u propovedi rođak otkupitelj.
The prophet made this statement.
Prorok je izjavio.
He said this story was written and all the old manuscripts.
Kaže, ova priča je zapisana kao i stari rukopisi.
When they were putting the Bible together.
Kada su bili stavljeni da se sastavi Biblija.
The holy men, when they were trying to put it together in the Old Testament.
Sveti ljudi su pokušali da je stave u stari zavet.
This book of Ruth was one of the outstanding books that they accepted.
Ova knjiga o Ruth je bila jedna od izvanrednijih knjiga koja je bila prihvaćena u tom danu.
He said when the sages, the ancient men,
kaže kada su mudraci ili ti mudri ljudi od davnina,
were compiling the Old Testament,
kada su sklapali stari zavet,
27 books,
bilo je tamo 27 knjiga.
They left out many.
Oni su mnoge izostavili.
But they chose the book of Ruth to be part of the Old Testament.
Ali su izabrali knjigu o Ruti da bi bila deo Starog zaveta.
And that was kind of questioned by many people.
I mnogi ljudi su se pitali zbog čega to.
Because when they read it,
jer kada dok su čitali,
it's just a little love story to them.
To je za njih bila samo jedna obična ljubavna priča.
And the prophet is saying,
a prorok govori,
why did they choose this book?
Zašto su izabrali tu knjigu?
If it's just a love story,
ako je to samo obična ljubavna priča,
why would the writers and the ancient sages accept this book as inspired?
Zašto bi književnici i mudraci od davnina prihvatili ovu knjigu kao inspirisanu?
Because there's a hidden revelation in it.
Zato što se u njoj nalazi skriveno otkrivenje.
And in this hidden revelation,
a u tom skrivenom otkrivenju,
you catch the real meaning,
vi možete uhvatiti pravo značenje,
it will bring you real close to God.
Onda vas to može zaista približiti Bogu.
He said, if you catch this hidden revelation sealed up in this book,
kaže, ako uhvatite to skriveno otkrivenje, koje je skriveno zapečaćeno u toj knjizi,
it will bring you real close.
To će vas onda u istinu jako približiti.
Many of you, I'm sure, are walking close to God already.
I veoma sam siguran da već mnogi od vas veoma blisko hodate s Bogom.
But when you catch this revelation,
ali kad jednom uhvatite ovo otkrivenje,
it will bring you real close to God.
To će vas stvarno približiti Bogu.
Wouldn't you like to come a little closer to God in these meetings?
Da li biste željeli hodati blisko sa Bogom na ovim skupovima?
When you leave going back home, you can say, I feel so much closer to God.
Kada budete otišli kući, moći ćete reći, zaista se osjećam mnogo bliži Bogu.
Because I read this book before.
Zato što sam i ranije čitao ovu knjigu.
But now I see so much truth that was hid in the book.
Ali sada vidim toliko istine što je skriveno u toj knjizi.
Hidden truth sealed in the word.
Skrivene istine koje su zapečaćene u reči.
But to the opening of the word,
ali u otvaranju reči,
it reveals this hidden truth.
To otkriva te skrivene istine.
Hidden secrets of redemption.
Skrivene tajne otkupljenja.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, I pray with my whole soul.
Kaže, molim se sa svom dušom.
That God will catch every heart so spellbound.
Da Bog uhvati svako srce koje je tako sputano.
Till he will reveal himself just what he is in the story.
Dok on ne bude otkrio šta je on u toj priči.
What he is to you.
I šta je on vama.
How to accept him.
Kako da ga prihvatite.
And when you once see it.
When
you once see it.
Aha, i kada jednom to vidite.
It's so simple.
Onda je tako jednostavno.
You wonder how you ever went over the top of it.
Pitate se samo kako je moguće da sam to tako samo pročito bez značenja.
But it can only be revealed by the Holy Spirit.
Ali to može biti otkriveno samo kroz Svetog Duha.
So we pray the Holy Spirit.
Tako mi se molimo da Sveti Duh
will catch every heart.
Uhvati ovdje svako srce.
Captivate our soul.
I da zarobi naše duše.
That the love of God can be shed abroad in us.
Da bi se ljubav Božja mogla izliti u nas.
Make this revelation so plain to us.
Da učini ovo otkrivenje nama toliko jasnim.
That we can understand the time and the season that we are living in.
Da bi mogli razumjeti vrijeme i sezonu u kojoj mi živimo.
40 years after the prophet of God of the scene.
Već je 40 godina kako je prorok otišao sa scene.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, if we can only see what God is doing now.
Samo da možemo vidjeti šta to Bog radi sada.
Today.
Danas.
The 20th. What is happening?
20th of June.
Amen. And we can see what God has planned for us as believers.
I da vidimo koji to Bog ima plan sa nama kao vernicima.
Have you ever heard about cryptography?
Da li ste ipak ikad čuli o kriptografiji?
I came across this word recently.
Nedavno sam naleteo na tu reč.
And I preach some messages in my church on it.
I na tu temu sam propovedao nekoliko poruka u svojoj crkvi.
It's something like this book of Ruth here.
To je isto nešto kao što je ovdje ova knjiga o Ruti.
The people read the book of Ruth.
Ljudi su čitali knjigu ili čitaju knjigu o Ruti.
They said, why should this be in the Bible?
Pa šta će ova knjiga u Bibliji?
It's a love story.
Pa to je ništa drugo nego ljubavna priča.
But the prophet said there's a deep revelation hidden in it.
A prorok je rekao da je u tome jedno duboko otkrivenje koje je skriveno.
The natural mind only sees a love story on the top.
Prirodni um, jedino što može vidjeti je povrst toga samo jedna ljubavna priča.
But under that,
ali ispod nje
is a hidden secret
je skrivena tajna
that can bring us close to God.
Koja nas može privući blizu Bogu.
So that means something is embedded, something is sealed up in it.
To znači da je nešto unutra zapečaćeno ili položeno.
And that's what we are speaking of.
I o tome sada govorimo.
The unsealing of the book of Ruth.
O otpečaćivanju knjizi o Ruti.
And let's see if God will open these things for us.
I da vidimo kako Bog to otvara nama.
Cryptography comes from two words.
Kriptografija dolazi iz dve reči.
Kryptos.
Kryptos.
Mean hidden.
To znači skriveno.
And graphien mean to write.
A grafija znači napisano.
It means converting information from its normal comprehensible form.
To znači promijenjeni oblik obične pisane forme, ja?
Okay. Into an incomprehensible format.
U jedan obimni oblik. Nerazumljivi format. Oblik.
Making it unreadable without this secret knowledge.
Nemoguće za čitanje bez tajnog poznanja.
Something encrypted.
Znači nešto što je enkriptovano.
My.
Moj Bože.
Something is hidden inside of it.
Znači nešto je unutra skriveno.
The way it is written.
Način na koji je to zapisano.
It's a love story on top of, in the natural sense.
To je u prirodnom smislu samo ljubavna priča.
But inside of it.
Ali unutar.
It's a mystery of prophecy.
To je tajna proroštva.
For the last days.
Za posljednje dane.
Something is happening.
Nešto što se dešava.
For a Gentile.
Za pagane.
A Gentile woman.
Pagankinju.
A type of the Gentile bride.
Tip paganske neveste.
Who came in at harvest time.
Koja dolazi u vreme žetve.
Harvest time is the end of the world.
Vreme žetve je posledak sveta, kraj sveta.
Jesus told a parable.
Isus je o tome govorio u priči.
About the sower and of the wheat and the tares.
Kad je govorio o sejaču pšenice i kukolja.
And he explains the parable.
I on je objašnjavao tu priču.
The good sower is the son of man.
Dobar sejač je sin čovečiji.
The evil sower is the devil.
A zao sejač je đavo.
The children of the kingdom, the wheat is the children of the kingdom.
A pšenica su deca kraljevstva.
The tares is the children of the devil.
A kukolj su deca đavola.
And the harvest time is the end of the world.
A vreme žetve je kraj sveta.
So Ruth and Naomi came back into Bethlehem at harvest time.
Tako da su i Ruth i Naomi, Noemina, došli na kraju žetve.
Naomi here in the story represents Israel.
Naomi ovdje u priči predstavlja Izrael.
In these few verses that we have read.
U ovih nekoliko stihova koje smo čitali.
We see Naomi and her family in the homeland.
Mi vidimo Naomi sa porodicom u domovini, otačbini.
Then we see them in a time of trial.
I onda ih vidimo u vremenu iskušavanja.
They are going away from their position.
Kako su počeli da napuštaju svoju poziciju.
Remember, Joshua had placed them positionally in that land.
I upamtite da je njih Joshua pozicijalno postavio u tu zemlju.
That's where the inheritance was.
I to je bilo njihovo nasljedstvo.
But then they left that homeland.
A onda su napustili svoju domovinu.
And they went in the land of the Gentiles.
I otišli u pagansku zemlju.
And we see Israel.
I vidimo Izrael.
Who was in the homeland.
Koji je u domovini.
And they went out of the homeland.
I kako napuštaju domovinu.
And they went in the land of the Gentiles.
I otišli u zemlju pagana.
And they were greatly reduced in number.
I onda su bili drastično umanjeni brojčano.
Amen.
Amen.
Even in the last war, 6 million Jews died.
Čak u ovom posljednjem velikom ratu 6 miliona Jevreja je poginulo.
And in this last generation,
i u ovoj posljednjoj generaciji,
we see Israel coming back in the homeland.
Vidimo kako se Izrael ponovo vraća u domovinu.
And Jesus tells the parable.
A Isus nam priča u priči.
When you see the fig tree putting forth its buds.
Kada vidite kako smokva pušta svoje pupoljke.
It is even at the doors.
Onda je sve tu kraj vrata.
That generation will not pass away.
Ta generacija neće proći.
Until all things be fulfilled.
Dok se sve ne bude ispunilo.
And they came in at harvest time.
I oni su došli baš u vreme žetve.
Harvest time is the end of the world.
A vreme žetve kraj sveta.
Israel coming back in the homeland is the last generation.
Kada se oni budu vraćali u domovinu, to je onda posljednja generacija.
And they are coming back wounded.
A oni su se vratili nazad ranjeni.
Many of them died among the Gentiles.
Mnogi su izginuli među paganima.
And they are coming back in the homeland.
I vratili su se u domovinu.
As we see in the story.
Baš kao što vidimo u ovoj priči.
And when that six-point star of death.
I kada je ta šestokraka Davidova zvezda
after 2500 years
nakon 2500 godina
it was hoisted over Palestine.
Ona je bila podignuta u Palestini
May 7, 1946.
Maja 1946.
The same day they raised that flag.
Istog dana kada je bila podignuta zastava.
The very same day.
Baš tog dana.
The angel of the Lord.
Anđeo Gospodin.
Appeared to the prophet.
Se pojavio proroku.
And said, time to go out into the field.
I rekao je vreme da kreneš u polje.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And here the prophet.
I evo ga prorok.
The evening messenger.
Večernji glasnik.
Being commissioned.
Koji je poslat.
By the angel of God.
Anđela Božije
to go into the field.
Da ide u polje.
Revelation 10:1.
Otkrivenje 10:1.
The angel of the covenant.
Anđel zavetni.
Coming to Revelation 10:7.
Dolazi do Otkrivenja 10:7.
The evening time prophet.
To je prorok večernjeg vremena.
To go into the field.
Da bi krenuo u polje.
His message will get that Gentile bride.
Njegova poruka će dobiti tu pagansku nevestu.
And here Israel in the homeland.
A tu je Izrael u domovini.
And Brother Branham went up in the field.
I brat Branham je krenuo u polje
1946.
I to je počelo kao službe iscelenja.
Now, what's in the Bible?
A gledajte sada u Bibliji.
It was harvest time.
Bilo je to vreme žetve.
Naomi came back.
Naomi se vratila nazad.
A type of the Jews.
To je tip Jevreja.
And I would like to read another scripture with you before.
Želim pročitati još jedan deo pisma.
You put the Bible too far away.
Dok pre nego što zatvorite Bibliju.
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to read Ruth chapter 4.
Sad bih želeo da pročitam i četvrtu glavu o Ruti, iz knjige Ruti.
Verse 13.
Čitat ćemo od 13. stiha.
So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife, and when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son.
I tako uze voz Rutu i bije mu žena. I on leže s njom i Gospod joj dade te zatrudne i rodi sina.
And the woman said unto Naomi, Blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel.
I rekoše žene Noemini, da je blagoslovljen Gospod koji ti nije ostavio danas bez osvetnika, da se ime njegovo slavi u Izraelu.
And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, hath borne him.
On će ti utešiti dušu i bit će potpora starosti tvojoj, jer ga rodi snaha tvoja koja te ljubi i koja ti je bolja nego sedam sinova.
And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom and became nurse unto it.
I uze Noemina dete i metnu ga na krilo svoje i beše mu dadilja.
And the woman, her neighbors gave it a name saying, There is a son born to Naomi, and they call his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David.
I susede nadenuše mu ime govoreći, Rodi se sin Noemini i prozvaše ga Ovid, on bi otac Jeseja, oca Davidovog.
Notice in Ruth chapter 1.
Primetite u Ruti prvoj glavi.
We see Naomi returning back to the homeland.
Vidimo kako se Noemi vraća nazad u domovinu.
And in the end of the book.
A na kraju knjige.
In Ruth chapter 4.
U Ruti četvrtoj glavi.
We see Naomi.
Vidimo Naomi.
Receiving the child that came from the union of Boaz and Ruth.
Vidimo kako Naomi prima dete koje je proizišlo iz jedinstva Boaza i Rute.
And when Naomi received this child,
i kada je Naomi primila to dete,
the woman cried out.
Žene su povikale.
Blessed be the Lord,
blagoslovljen Gospod,
which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman,
koji te nije ostavio u ovom danu bez otkupitelja,
that his name may be famous in Israel,
i da njegovo ime bude poznato u Izraelu.
Naomi is to receive a kinsman.
Dakle, Naomi je treba da primi rođaka.
Naomi kinsman name will become famous in Israel.
Tako da će rođak Naomi će postati poznat u Izraelu.
Right,
njegovo ime.
Right now the Jews do not know the name of that kinsman.
A ovog trenutka Jevreji ne prepoznaju ime tog rođaka.
Amen.
Amen.
But the name that is being revealed to us.
Ali ime je bilo otkriveno nama.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That same name will be revealed amongst them.
I to isto ime će biti otkriveno među njima.
And Naomi is going to receive redemption.
I Naomi će primiti otkupljenje.
Because Israel still has half a week of Daniel 70th week.
Zato što je Izraelu preostalo još uvijek pola nedelje iz Danilovih ili Danilovih 70 sedmica.
They have 3.5 years remain.
Njima je preostalo 3.5 godine.
Where two prophets
gdje će biti dva proroka
will be raised up to preach amongst them.
Biće podignuti među njima da propovedaju.
Where Joseph brothers
gdje će
Joseph brothers
gdje će Josipova braća
will see Joseph.
Videti Josipa.
Because Christ will reveal himself amongst them.
Zato što će Krist biti među njima otkriven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Notice here.
Primetite ovo ovdje.
Naomi and Ruth.
I Naomi i Ruta.
Came in at harvest time.
Dolaze u vrijeme žetve.
Israel is in the homeland.
A Izrael je u domovini.
But Israel have not yet received the last half of the 70th week.
A Izrael još uvijek nije primio zadnju polovinu zadnje sedmice.
They are still waiting.
Oni još uvijek čekaju.
They are still blind.
Oni su još uvijek slepi.
But they are gathered.
Ali su skupljeni.
And we know the promise.
I mi znamo obećanje.
Joseph must dismiss his wife to the palace first.
Joseph prvo mora poslati svoju ženu u palatu.
We see Boaz and Ruth was married.
I mi vidimo da su Boaz i Ruta bili u braku.
And Ruth brought forth a child.
A Ruta je rodila dete.
She was pregnant.
Bila je začela.
Boaz's own life was reproduced through Ruth.
Boazov vlastiti život je bio reprodukovan kroz Rutu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then.
I onda.
After he had taken at his house.
Nakon što je odvodi u svoju kuću.
After she brought for that man child.
Nakon što bude rodila to muško dete.
Then that man child was passed over to Naomi.
A onda to muško dete se predaje u ruke Naomi.
Amen.
Amen.
So Naomi is still waiting for that.
Dakle, Naomi još uvijek čeka na to.
And Ruth is still to be taken to Boaz's house.
A Ruta još uvijek treba da bude odvedena u Boazovu kuću.
But we are in the harvest time.
No, mi smo u vremenu žetve.
And the harvest time.
A vreme žetve.
There is three parts of the harvest.
Postoje tri dela žetve.
The first part is the reaping of the grain.
Prvi dio žetve je skupljanje semena.
Luther couldn't preach harvest time. Luther
yes.
Couldn't preach about harvest time.
Luther nije mogao propovedati u vremenu žetve.
Wesley couldn't preach about harvest time.
Ali Wesley nije mogao propovedati u vreme žetve.
Because Luther's age was the stalk.
Zato što je Lutherovo vreme bila stabljika.
Wesley's age was the tassel.
A Wesleyvo doba je bila kičanka.
The Pentecostal age was the husk.
A Pentecostalno doba je bila ljuska.
But then this age is the grain.
Ali ovo doba je doba semena, zrna.
When the seed have come back to seed.
Kada se seme vraća nazad u seme.
And when the seed comes back to seed.
I kada se seme vrati nazad u seme.
There is no further stage.
Onda nema više neke nove faze.
That's the end.
To je kraj.
The wheat must be reaped.
Zato što pšenica mora biti požnjivena.
But when the wheat is reaped.
Ali kada je pšenica požnjivena.
It does not go in the garner.
Ona ne ide u ambare.
It goes to the threshing floor.
Ona ide na patos.
The threshing floor is where the husk is separated from the grain.
To mesto je gdje se ljuska odvaja od semena.
Amen.
Amen.
And we find out at the threshing floor.
I mi nalazimo na tom gumlu ili patos. To je sito neko kao.
Is the time when the wheat is thoroughly cleansed and purged.
Znači, u vremenu kada prolazi to žito, je vreme kada je pšenica potpuno očišćena i čista.
So it can go to the garner.
Tako da tek onda može ići u ambare.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, as we watch in this book,
Tako dok posmatramo u ovoj knjizi,
the root came in at the beginning of barley harvest.
Ruta je došla na početku žetve ječma.
But at the end of the harvest,
ali na kraju žetve,
she and Boaz was one.
Ona i Boaz su postali jedno.
Amen.
Amen.
And 1946,
i 1946,
the Jews begin to go back in their homeland.
Jevreji su krenuli nazad u obećanu zemlju, u domovinu.
Now it's 2006.
A sada je već 2006.
So for the last 60 years,
dakle u zadnjih 60 godina,
Naomi is in the homeland.
Naomi je već u svojoj domovini.
But she has no contact with Boaz.
Ali ona još uvijek nije došla u kontakt sa Boazom.
But Ruth is having an experience with Boaz.
Ali Ruta ima iskustvo sa Boazom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Slava.
So we see as we examine these things.
Tako vidimo da dok ispitujemo ove stvari,
we will understand what has happened.
Mi razumemo šta se desilo.
For the last 60 years.
U zadnjih 60 godina.
From the angel of the Lord sending the prophet out.
Od kako je anđeo Gospodnji poslao proroka?
When the six-point star David.
Kada se podigla šestokraka Davidova zastava.
The oldest flag on the earth.
To je najstarija zastava na zemlji.
Was hoisted over Palestine.
Bila je podignuta nad Palestinom.
A sign of the last generation.
Kao znak posljednjoj generaciji.
When you see the fig tree begin to put forth its bud.
Kada budete vidjeli kako smokva pušta svoje pupoljke.
That generation will not pass away.
Ta generacija neće proći.
We are in that time.
I mi se nalazimo u tom vremenu. 60
years is running out.
60 godina već ističe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And they are waiting for the two prophets.
A oni čekaju na dva proroka.
But God doesn't deal with the two at the same time.
Ali Bog se ne bavi sa oboje u isto vrijeme.
The bride has to be taken out.
Nevesta pre toga mora biti uzeta.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we know in this book of Ruth.
I mi vidimo u ovoj knjizi o Ruti.
In these four chapters.
U ove četiri glave.
She comes through four stages.
Ona prolazi kroz četiri stadijuma.
Ruth deciding.
Ruta donosi odluku.
Ruth serving.
Ruta služi.
Ruth resting.
Ruta počiva, odmara.
And Ruth rewarded.
I Ruta je nagrađena.
From a beggar in the field.
Od prosjave na polju.
Going to receive the leftovers.
I prišla je da da ostatke da pokupi.
At the end of the harvest,
a na kraju žetve,
she became joint heirs with Boaz.
A ona je postala ujedinjena sa Boazom.
She was married to him.
Ona je bila udata za njega.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
But received a little handful in the field.
Tako ona je primila samo malo u šaku na početku.
She became the oil. She had the giver of the gifts himself.
I ona je postala. Ona je postala od.
Dobila je darovatelja.
Da, dobila je darovatelja, dobila je znači darovatelja koji je nju darovao.
In the field,
na polju,
she was receiving gifts.
Ona je primala samo darove.
Little handfuls.
Malo u šaku.
But then she got the giver himself.
A onda je dobila i samog darodavca na kraju.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Then she got all that belonged to him.
I onda je dobila sve što je njemu pripadalo.
God put these things in the Bible.
Bog je ove stvari stavio u Bibliju.
For an end time people.
Radi ljude posljednjeg vremena.
A people who will be living in that hour.
Ljudi koji će živjeti u tom času.
When the Jews come back in the homeland.
Kada se Jevreji budu vratili u domovinu.
And before the Jews receive redemption.
I pre nego što Jevreji prime otkupljenje.
There will be a Gentile people on the earth.
Na zemlji će biti pagani.
Who will come into such a union?
Koji će doći u jedno takvo jedinstvo?
With the Lord Jesus.
Sa Gospodom Isusom.
Because he is revealing this book.
Zato što on otkriva u ovoj knjizi.
As Boaz.
Otkriva se kao Boaz.
Boaz was born in Bethlehem.
A Boaz je bio rođen u Bitlehemu.
He was of the tribe of Judah.
On je bio iz Judinog plemena.
He was a mighty man of wealth.
On je bio moćni čovjek.
He was the Lord of the harvest.
On je bio gospodar žetve.
He was the kinsman redeemer.
On je bio rođak otkupitelj.
He became the bridegroom of the Gentile bride.
On je postao mladoženje paganskoj nevesti.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And the Lord Jesus.
To je Gospod Isus.
He was born in Bethlehem.
On je bio rođen u Bitlehemu.
He is of the lion. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah.
On je lav iz Judinog plemena.
He is the mighty man of wealth.
On je taj moćni bogati čovjek.
Boaz mean in him there is strength.
Reč Boaz znači u njemu je snaga.
He is a strong one.
On je onaj koji je jak.
Who can redeem?
Koji može da otkupi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Naomi is back in the homeland.
Naomi je nazad u otačbini.
But she has not yet received her lost inheritance.
Ali još nije primila svoje izgubljeno nasljedstvo.
There's a lot of dispute over the inheritance.
Postoji mnogo rasprave u vezi tog nasljedstva.
The United Nations.
Ujedinjene nacije.
The United States.
Ujedinjene Sjedinjene Države.
They all have the peace plan for the Middle East.
Svi oni imaju mirovne planove za Bliski Istok.
They drew the roadmap to peace.
Oni su nacrtali sve te mape mira.
The Pope wanted to give the Palestinians a state.
A Papa želi i želeo da da Palestincima državu.
They want to divide up the land of Israel.
Oni žele da razdijele državu Izrael.
But God made it clear in the Bible.
Ali Bog je ovdje u Bibliji.
What the boundaries of their inheritances.
Odredio granice njihovih nasljedstva.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when we read the book of Ruth.
I kada čitamo i Rutinu knjigu.
It is not the United States.
To nisu Sjedinjene Države.
Or the United Nations.
Niti Ujedinjene nacije.
That give them back the land.
Koji su im vratili zemlju.
It is the kinsman redeemer.
Već to je rođak otkupitelj.
It is Boaz himself.
Sam Boaz je taj.
Who redeems the lost estate.
Koji otkupljuje njihovo palo stanje.
Amen.
Amen.
So we realize in this hour.
Tako da mi shvatamo u ovom času.
Jesus Christ.
Isus Hrist.
He is going to give them back the inheritance.
On će im vratiti nasljedstvo.
Right now.
Upravo sada.
The regional neighbors.
Region njihovih suseda.
All them Arab countries.
Sve su arapske zemlje.
And the international neighbors.
A međunarodni susedi.
Is creating a lot of dispute over the land.
Znači, velika je rasprava u Ujedinjenim nacijama u vezi njihove zemlje.
Amen.
Amen.
And much of the land that belonged to Israel is not in their possession.
I veliki dio zemlje koja je pripadala Izraelu trenutno se ne nalazi u njihovoj vlasti.
So we see Naomi.
Tako da vidimo Noemi.
Lost most of her family.
Kako je izgubila većinu svoje porodice?
Wounded.
Ranjenu.
Afflicted.
Utlačenu.
Reduced in numbers.
Kako je opala brojčano?
But rushed back to the homeland.
Ali odjurila je u domovinu.
Coming at the time of harvest.
I došla u vrijeme žetve.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And still not yet in possession of a lost estate.
Ali još uvijek nije došla u vlasništvo ono što je njoj pripadalo, što je bila izgubila.
But she's going to hear about the kinsman redeemer.
Ali ona će tek da čuje o rođaku otkupitelju.
Ruth herself is going to see him.
Ruta sama će njega vidjeti.
She saw him coming in the field.
Ona je vidjela njega kako dolazi u polje.
He came to the chief reaper in the field.
Došla je ka gospodaru žetve u polju.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can imagine when Ruth went out in the field.
Mogu zamisliti kako Ruta je dolazi u polje.
She told Naomi.
I rekla je Naomi.
Let me go and glean in the field.
Dopusti mi da idem u polje i sakupljam.
Naomi said, go ahead.
I rekla je, pa idi.
And she went out in the field.
I ona je izašla u polje.
1946.
1946.
The chief reaper is in the field.
Gospodar žetve je također u polju.
There was many reapers.
Postoje mnogi žeteoci.
But only one, an angel came to.
Ali samo je jednom došao anđeo.
Only one was given two signs like Moses.
Samo je jednom dana dva znaka kao Mojsiju.
Only one the Lord descended to and commissioned.
Samo je ka jednom Gospod sišao i dao mu poslanstvo.
And I could see her in the field.
I mogu vidjeti ga na žet na polju.
And she sees this man standing there with them eagle eyes.
I ona vidi tog čovjeka kako stoji na sa orlovskim očima.
And somehow she was attracted to him.
I na neki način on je privukao nju.
Billy Graham was in the field.
Billy Graham je bio.
All Roberts was in the field.
I svi ostali radnici su bili
na polju. Allen was in the field. Allen.
Allen je bio također na polju.
But Ruth. She sees this one.
Ali Ruta je vidjela tog jednog.
And she hear him speaking.
I čula ga je kako govori.
I was born in a log cabin.
Ja sam rođen u maloj brknari.
And the constellation of the stars was in a certain formation.
A zvezde su bile postavljene u nebu u tačno određenom poziciju ili odnosu.
And at 5 a.m. in the morning.
I u 5 sati ujutru.
Amen.
The pillar of fire came through the window.
Vatreni stup se spustio, ušao kroz prozor.
And hung over my crib.
I bio je nad malom kolevkom.
And Ruth says, my.
A Ruth je rekla, moj Bože.
I want to hear more of this.
Želela bi čuti još malo o tome.
This is different.
Ovo je malo nešto drugačije.
Oh my.
O Bože.
And then he began to testify.
I onda je počela da svedoči.
And that same day.
I tog istog dana.
When they raised that flag.
Kada je ta zastava bila
podignuta. In Palestine.
U Palestini.
And the scientists said 3 minutes to midnight.
A naučnici su rekli 3 minute do ponoći.
The Jews are going back to the homeland.
Jer Jevreji su se vratili u otačbinu.
A sign of the last generation.
Znak posljednje generacije.
The angel of the Lord appeared to me in Greenmills, Indiana.
Anđeo gospodnji se pojavio u Greenmills u Indijani.
And Ruth says, wow.
A Ruta kaže, o moj Bože.
This is interesting.
Pa ovo je jako zanimljivo.
Oh, she was being captivated.
Ona je bila zahvaćena time.
And she saw this great messenger.
I videla je tog velikog glasnika.
And then about 1963.
I onda 1963.
She saw Boaz coming.
Videla je kako dolazi Boaz.
She hadn't seen him yet.
Još ga nije sasvim videla.
She was only hearing the chief reaper talking about this great Lord of the harvest who sent him in the field.
On je bio ovdje kod gospodara, kod glavnog žetelca, kod glavnog žetelca koji je govorio o njemu koji je gospodar žetve.
Let me read that for you.
Hajde samo da vam to pročitam.
Oh my, Ruth chapter 2.
Znači, Ruth?
Yeah, Ruth chapter 2.
Ponovo se vraćamo na Rutu, druga glava.
And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz.
A beše jedan čovjek, rod muža Noemininom, čovjek bogat od porodice Elimehove, kome ime beše Boaz.
And Ruth the Moabite said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him, in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, go, my daughter.
I Ruta Moabka reče Noemini, da idem u polje da pabirčim glasje sa onim pred kim nađe milost. A ona joj reče, idi čeri moja.
And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her heart was to light on a part of the field, belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech.
I ona otide i došaošti stade pabirčiti po njivi sa žeteocima. I dogodi se te dođe na njivu koja pripadaše Boazu, koji beše od porodice Elimelehove.
She's already in Boaz's field.
Ona je već bila u Boazovoj njivi.
But she haven't seen him as yet.
Ali još ga nije vidjela.
Amen.
Amen.
And it says, and behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem.
I gle, dođe Boaz iz Bitlehema.
She saw him coming.
Vidjela ga je kako dolazi.
The Lord of the harvest himself.
Samo gospodara žetve.
The one who was mightier than the servant he had sent out.
Onaj koji je bio moćniji od sluge koji je bio poslan.
And said unto the reapers, the Lord be with you.
A reče žeteocima, gospoda je sa vama.
And they answered him, the Lord bless thee.
I oni mu rekoše da te blagoslovi gospod.
Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers.
Tada reče Boaz sluzi svom koji beše nad žeteocima.
They had a servant that was set over all the others.
Oni su imali jednog slugu koji je bio iznad svih ostalih žeteoca.
Set means to place positionally.
Postaviti znači postaviti nekog u poziciju takvu.
God had set in the church.
Bog je postavio takvu stvar u crkvi.
Amen.
Amen.
And Boaz came to this man.
A Boaz je došao ka baš tom čovjeku.
A servant singular.
To je jedan sluga kao jedan.
In the days after Naomi went, came back in the homeland and before Naomi received redemption.
U vrijeme kada se Naomi vratila u domovinu i pre nego što je Naomi primila otkupljenje.
Ruth sees Boaz coming.
Dakle, Ruta vidi kako dolazi Boaz.
Naomi, a type of the Jews going back in the homeland.
A Naomi je tip Jevreja koji se vraćaju u domovinu.
And Naomi receiving redemption in the last half of the 70th week.
A Naomi prima otkupljenje u zadnjoj polovini 70. sedmice.
But between that time.
Ali baš u to vrijeme.
Ruth sees Boaz.
Ruta vidi Boaza.
Coming to his chief servant.
Kako dolazi do tog glavnog sluge.
Oh my!
Moj Bože!
The coming of the Lord.
To je dolazak gospodnji.
Her eyes, my eyes behold the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Moje oči gledaju slavu dolaska gospodnje.
Maybe she was watching that chief reaper.
Možda je ona posmatrala tog glavnog žeteoca.
Preaching there in the field.
kako je tamo propovedao na polju.
And all of a sudden he began to go westward.
I iznenada on je krenuo prema zapadu.
To the setting of the sun.
Tamo gdje se gdje zalazilo sunce.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Going to a sunset mountain.
Išao je tamo na planinu Sunset, zalazak sunca.
What was happening?
Šta se dešavalo?
Somehow he knew when Boaz was going to come.
Nekako je znala da će doći Boaz.
And he knew that Boaz was going to come to him.
I on je znao da će Boaz doći ka njemu.
Not to any other reaper in the field.
Ne ni ka jednom žeteocu na njivi.
But to him who was set over the reapers.
Već lično njemu koji je bio nad drugim žeteocima.
Glory!
Slava!
And when Boaz came to the chief reaper, he asked the question, whose damsel is this?
Amen. I kada je Boaz došao ka tom glavnom žeteocu, pitao je, čija je ova dama ili žena?
Catch a picture here.
Samo zapazite sliku.
The Jews are back in the homeland.
Jevreji su nazad u otačbini.
That's Naomi.
To je Naomi.
Waiting to receive redemption.
Čeka da primi svoje otkupljenje.
But in between that time.
Ali između u tom vremenu.
Ruth goes out into the field.
Ruta izlazi na polje.
And she sees the chief reaper in the field.
I ona vidi gospodara žetve na polju.
And then later in the day she sees Boaz coming to him.
A onda kasnije ponovo vidi kako Boaz dolazi.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
In 1963. We saw Boaz coming to the chief reaper.
Vidjeli smo kako Boaz dolazi ka glavnom žeteocu.
And then he speaks to Ruth.
I onda govori Ruti.
He said, whose damsel is this?
Pita, koja je ta mlada žena?
Jesus in Matthew 13 said, the field is the world.
A Isus je u Mateju 13 rekao, njiva je svet.
Amen.
Amen.
And his eyes look across that whole field.
A njegove oči su gledale preko cijelog polja.
And with that eagle eye, he can spot that bride there.
I sa tim orlovskim očima on je tačno uhvatio tu nevestu tamo.
He said, whose damsel is that?
Pitao je, ko je ta mlada žena tamo?
My. And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, it is the Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab.
A sluga koji beše na žeteocima odgovori mu, Moavka je mladica koja se vratila s Noeminom iz zemlje Moavske.
And she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and had continued even from the morning until now, and she tarried a little in the house.
I reče, da pabirčim, da kupim klasje između snopova sa žeteocima. I došavši, bavi se od jutra do sada, samo je malo bila kod kuće.
So Ruth had met the chief reaper first.
Dakle, Ruta je najprije srela tog glavnog žeteoca.
That's us.
To smo mi.
We come in the message.
Mi smo došli do
poruke. Read the story.
Mi smo čitali životopisnu priču. Kako je anđel došao i dao mi poslanstvo.
Amen.
Amen.
But then there's a mystery of his coming.
Ali onda je tamo tajna njegovog dolaska.
The appearing of Boaz.
Pojavljivanje Boaza.
The perusia of Boaz.
The perusia.
Yeah. The personal presence.
Aha, lična prisutnost Boazova.
Amen.
Amen.
He himself coming on the scene.
On sam je došao na scenu.
The Lord of the harvest.
Sam gospodar žetve.
And he comes to his servant singular.
I dolazi ka svom sluzi u jednini.
Revelation 10:1.
Otkrivenje 10:1.
Coming to Revelation 10:7.
Dolazi ka otkrivenju 10:7.
And they are speaking.
I oni govore.
About the bride.
O nevesti.
Revelation 10:8-11.
Otkrivenje 10:8-11.
Let's turn to the book of Revelation.
Dobro, otvorimo onda knjigu Otkrivenja.
Revelation chapter 8.
Dakle, idemo u Otkrivenje 8. glavu.
I'll show you how this book of Revelation is in the book of Ruth.
Pokazat ću vam kako se ova knjiga Otkrivenja nalazi u Rutinoj knjizi.
Again, here is the mystery in symbol form.
I ponovo su ovdje tajne u obliku simbola.
Revelation is a book of symbols.
Otkrivenje je knjiga simbola.
And the book of Ruth is in shadow and type.
A knjiga o Ruti je u senkama i tipovima.
In the Old Testament and the New Testament.
I u starom i u novom zavetu.
The mystery is sealed up.
Ta tajna je zapečaćena.
The hidden truth sealed in the word.
Skrivene istine su zapečaćene u reči.
But in the opening of the seven seals.
Ali u otvaranju sedam pečata.
The mystery is unveiled to us.
Tajna se nama otkrila.
Revelation 8:13.
Dakle, 8:13.
From verse 7 to 13.
od 7. stiha do 13.
is the first four trumpets.
To su prve četiri trube.
And verse 13,
a 13. stih,
it says, and I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, 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 to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound.
Kada sam gledao, čuo sam jednog orla kako leti posred neba i glasno viče. Teško, teško, teško onima koji žive na zemlji, zbog preostalih trubnih glasova još trojice anđela koji će tek da zatrube.
Those last three trumpets,
te posljednje tri trube,
is connected to these three woes.
Su u vezi sa ta tri teško ili jao.
World War One,
prvi svjetski rat.
World War Two,
drugi svjetski
and
rat.
And World War Three,
i treći svjetski
whoa,
rat.
Whoa, whoa.
Jao, 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 ili teško,
and the teško, trumpets, teško.
A trube,
feast of the trumpets,
praznik truba,
was to gather the Jews back in the homeland.
Je bio da bi skupio Jevreje u domovinu.
The fifth trumpet,
peta truba,
is the first woe.
Je prvi jao.
Sixth trumpet,
šesta truba.
Second woe,
drugi jao.
Third trump, seventh trumpet,
sedma truba.
Third woe,
treće jao.
Look at verse 13, Revelation chapter 9.
Deveta glava, stih 13.
This now is the second woe, the sixth trumpet.
Ovo je dakle drugo jao ili drugo teško.
And the sixth angel sung it, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God.
I zato bi šesti anđeo, čuo sam kako dolazi iz četiri roga sa zlatnog žrtvenika pred Bogom.
Saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates.
I kako govori šestom anđelu koji je imao trubu, oslobodi četiri anđela koji su svezani kod velike reke Eufrat.
And the four angels were loose, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay the third part of men.
I odrešena su četiri anđela koji su bili pripremani za taj čas, dan, mjesec i godinu, da pobiju trećinu ljudi.
And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000, and I heard the number of them.
I broj konjanika bio je 200 miliona, čuo sam i njihov broj.
And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them having breastplates of fire, and of jacinth, and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire, and smoke, and brimstone.
I u vizije sam ovako video konje i konjanike. Imali su ognjene oklope, plavetne i žute, glave konja su bile su kao glave lavova, i iz njihovih usta izlazila je vatra, dim i sumpor.
And by these three, that is the fire, the smoke and the brimstone, was the third part of men killed, by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths.
Od ova tri zla poginula je trećina ljudi, od vatre, dima i sumpora koji je izlazio iz njihovih usta.
Before World War II, the Jewish population was about 18 million people on the earth.
Pre drugog svjetskog rata, populacija Jevreja je bila oko 18 miliona na zemlji.
But in World War II, 6 million were killed.
Ali u drugom svjetskom ratu 6 miliona je bilo pobijeno.
By fire, by smoke and by brimstone.
Vatrom, dimom i sumporom.
The fire was the ovens that they burned them in.
Vatra su bile te peći u kojima su njih spaljivali.
In Auschwitz and Sobibor and Treblinka and these places.
U svim tim, da kažem, koncentracionim logorima gdje su ispaljivali.
The smoke was the gas that they gassed them with.
A dim je bio gas sa kojima su ih trovali.
And the brimstone, the sulfur, which you get gunpowder from, was the bullets that they killed them with.
A ova, znači, dima, sumpor je bio, su pravili se od toga poseban prah, iz čega su pravili metke s kojima su njih ubijali.
One third part of the men.
To je trećina ljudi.
6 million people.
6 miliona ljudi.
Killed.
Su bili ubijani.
Under the second wall.
pod tim drugim jao.
And after World War II,
i nakon drugog svjetskog rata,
Jews was rushed back in the homeland.
Jevreji su bili oterani nazad u domovinu.
Hallelujah. A 7-year-old boy,
kao dečaku koji je imao 7 godina,
and said, do not drink or smoke,
i rekao mu, nemoj pušiti niti piti,
or defile your body,
niti prljati svoje telo.
There's a work for you to do when you get older.
Postoji posao koji trebaš da uradiš kad budeš porastao.
1933,
a 33. godine,
when he's 24 years old,
kada je imao 24 godine,
on the Ohio River,
na reci Ohio,
the voice came down,
glas se spustio dole,
between World War I and World War II,
između prvog i drugog svjetskog rata.
And say, as John the Baptist,
i rekao, kao što je Jovan Krstitelj,
was sent to forerun the first coming, so shall your message forerun the second coming.
Bio poslan da bude prvi preteča, tako će tvoja poruka biti drugi preteča.
And after World War II,
i nakon drugog svjetskog rata,
May 7, 1946,
maja 7. 1946.
The angel appeared again.
Ponovo se pojavio anđel.
And said, take these two signs and go around the world.
I rekao je, evo ti ova dva znaka, idi po celom svetu.
You are born to pray for the sick.
Ti si rođen da bi se molio za bolesti.
Nothing cancer will stand before you.
Čak ni rak neće opstati pred tobom.
And the scripture in Luke chapter 21.
A pismo u Luci 21. glavi.
Verse 29.
Stih 29.
Says, when the fig tree put forth its buds and all other trees.
Kaže, kada smokva bude pustila svoje pupoljke i ostala drva.
The prophet said the fig tree is Israel.
Prorok je rekao da je smokva Izrael.
All other trees is Gentile nations.
A sva ostala drva su paganske nacije.
When a tree is putting forth its buds,
kada drva budu pustili pupoljke,
it's reviving.
To je probuđenje.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said Gentile nations.
On je rekao paganske nacije.
Is to have a revival.
Će imati svoja probuđenja.
In that hour.
U tom času.
In Luke chapter 14,
a u Luki 14. glavi,
verses 15 to 24,
od 15. do 24. stiha,
Jesus told a parable.
Isus je ispričao priču.
A servant went out at supper time.
O jednom slugi koji je izašao u večernje vreme.
A servant singular.
To je jedan sluga.
One man.
Jedan čovjek.
Went out at supper time.
Koji izašao u vreme večere.
Not breakfast time.
Ne u vreme doručka.
Not lunch time.
Ne u vreme ručka.
Supper time.
Već u vreme večere je izašao.
Prophet says supper time is evening time.
Prorok je rekao vreme večere je u stvari vreme večeri.
To call the halt, the maim, the lame and the blind.
Da se pozovu hromi, kljakasti, bogalji i slepi.
He said, what is that?
Rekao je, a šta to predstavlja?
A healing revival.
To su božanska iscelenja.
A servant singular.
To je jedan sluga u jedini.
Having a healing revival.
Koji je imao probuđenje iscelenja.
Among Gentile nations.
Među paganskim narodima.
When Israel is back in the homeland.
Kada je Izrael bio nazad u otačbini.
We hear about the dead raised in Mexico.
Čuli smo kako su mrtvi ustali u Meksiku.
We hear about the blind eyes of the man in India.
Vidi, čuli smo o tome kako je slep lepac progleda u Indiji.
We have only 7 truckloads of wheelchairs in Durban, South Africa.
Čuli smo o tome kako je 7 velikih kola punih štaka i svih tih pomagala bilo napunjeno u Durbanu, Južnoj Africi.
We hear a dead boy raised in Finland.
Čuli smo o dečaku koji je uskrsnut u Finskoj.
We read about what happened in the United States and Canada.
Čitali smo šta se sve dešavalo u Sjedinjenim Državama i Kanadi.
Gentile nations.
Paganske nacije.
Amen.
Amen.
God, a healing revival.
Bog je imao božanska iscelenja, probuđenja.
After World War II.
Nakon drugog svjetskog rata.
After Naomi went back in the homeland.
Nakon što je Naomi otišla u domovinu,
something taking place.
Nešto je počelo da se dešava.
And Ruth,
a Ruta
sees these things.
Vidi sve te stvari.
And then what happens?
I onda šta se dešava?
Then one day she sees Boaz coming.
Onda jednog dana vidi samog Boaza kako
dolazi. He's coming to the chief reaper.
On dolazi ka glavnom žetelcu.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And she comes into his presence.
I ona dolazi u njegovu prisutnost.
Revelation chapter 9.
U Otkrivenju 9. glava.
The second woe.
Drugi jao.
6 million Jews killed.
6 miliona Jevreja je bilo pobijeno.
One third part of the men.
To je trećina ljudi.
What was that for?
Zbog čega to?
To rush the Jews back in their homeland.
Da bi oterali nazad Jevreje u domovinu.
A sign of the last generation.
Kao znak posljednje budućoj generaciji.
Amen.
Amen.
Revelation 11.
A onda idemo u Otkrivenje 11.
Verse 15.
15. stih.
It says, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever.
I zatrubio je sedmi anđeo, začeli su se snažni glasovi na nebu, koji su vikali, zavladao je svetom naš Gospod i njegov Mesija i vladaće večno.
Now look how perfect these things are in the book of Revelation.
Pogledajte kako su ove stvari savršeno predstavljene u knjizi Otkrivenja.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Jao, jao, jao.
Three woes.
Tri jao.
Two have already taken place.
A dva su se već ispunila.
Because verse 14 in Revelation chapter 11.
Zato što je stih 14 u 11. glavi.
Said the second woe is past.
Drugo zlo je prošlo.
And behold, the third will come quickly.
I evo treće zlo brzo dolazi.
Amen.
Amen.
So we see two wars have already passed.
Tako da vidimo da su već dva jao prošla.
And the third war is coming quickly.
A treće jao brzo dolazi.
And during that time,
a tokom tog vremena,
Naomi is in the homeland,
je u domovini,
waiting to receive that last half a week of Daniel's 70th week.
Čeka da primi tu zadnju polovinu 70. Danielove sedmice.
But before she can receive that,
ali prije nego što može da to prihvati,
Ruth must be taken off the scene.
Ruta mora biti sklonjena sa scene.
Because God is not going to deal with the two at the same time.
Zato što se Bog ne bavi sa oboje u isto vrijeme.
Is that right?
Da li je tako?
Amen.
Amen.
So what's something here? Revelation chapter 11.
Posmatrajte ovdje 11. glava Otkrivenja.
Shows us how those two prophets is going to come.
Pokazuju nam kako će doći ta dva proroka.
And preach 1,203 score days.
I propovedat će 1,360 dana. 260 dana.
Which is 3.5 years.
Što je tačno 3.5 godine.
And call it 144,000.
I pozvat će njih 144,000.
But notice something.
Ali obratite pažnju na nešto.
Between the sixth trumpet,
između te šeste trube,
which is the second woe,
što je drugi jao,
Revelation 9:13-21,
Otkrivenje 9 od 13 do from 9 to
Revelation chapter 9 verses 13 to 21.
Od 13 do 21, deveta glava.
That's the sixth trumpet.
To je šesta truba.
There is a mystery.
Tu se nalazi tajna.
Revelation 10.
Otkrivenje 10.
Is placed between the sixth and seventh trumpet of the Bible.
Je postavljeno tačno između šeste i sedme trube u Bibliji.
What is Revelation 10?
A šta je Otkrivenje 10?
The coming of the Lord.
Dolazak Gospodnje.
The seventh seal.
Sedmi pečat.
The Lord himself descending from heaven.
Sam Gospod silazi sa neba.
Who is he coming to?
Pa ka kome on dolazi?
One man.
Samo ka jednom
čovjeku,
sedmom anđelu,
messenger on the earth,
glasniku koji je na zemlji.
Revelation 10:1.
A Otkrivenje 10:1.
Christ.
Christ.
The kinsman redeemer.
Rođak otkupitelj.
In Revelation chapter 5.
U Otkrivenju 5.
He was standing in the midst of the elders.
On je stajao među starešinama.
He took the book.
Uzeo je knjigu.
Just like Boaz.
Kao Boaz.
He was in the midst of the elders.
On je bio usred starešina.
By the gate.
Tamo kod kapije.
We'll get it over the next few services.
Mi ćemo sve to proći u narednih nekoliko službi.
And what happened?
I šta se desilo?
Then Revelation 10.
Onda u Otkrivenju 10.
We see him coming to the chief servant in the field.
Vidimo ga kako dolazi ka glavnom žeteocu u polju.
But Revelation 10:8-11.
Ali Otkrivenje 10 je dana od 8 do 11.
Is a mystery of the bride.
Je tajna neveste.
Before the 144,000 is called out.
Pre nego što budu prozvanih 144,000.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Revelation 10.
Dakle Otkrivenje 10.
There are three main characters here.
Tu su three main characters. Tu se nalaze tri glavna karaktera.
Boaz.
Boaz,
the chief servant,
glavni žeteoc,
and Ruth,
i Ruta.
Between Naomi going back in the homeland,
između vremena kad se Naomi vraća u domovinu,
the sixth trumpet,
šesta truba,
the second war,
drugi jao,
rush the Jews back in the homeland,
koji vraća silom Jevreje nazad u domovinu.
The Jewish population was greatly reduced in number.
Jevrejska populacija bila značajno umanjena brojčano.
Like Naomi,
baš kao i Naomi,
the family died.
Porodica joj je umrla.
Souls under the altar.
Duše pod oltarom.
The fifth seal.
Peti pečat.
Jews.
Jevreji.
Who was killed.
Koji su bili ubijeni.
Where?
De.
In the land of the Gentiles.
U zemljama pagana.
When they left the homeland.
Kada su napustili domovinu.
But a remnant. A remnant.
Ostatak, remnant. Okay.
Come back in the last days.
Su se vratili u posljednje dane.
A sign of the last generation.
To je znak posljednje generacije.
Amen.
Amen.
And before they received the two prophets in Revelation 11.
A pre nego što prime dva proroka u 11. glavi.
Between Revelation 9 and Revelation 11.
Između 9. glave otkrivenja i 11. glave otkrivenja.
Is Revelation 10.
Tu je 10. glava otkrivenja.
And during that time.
Baš u to vreme.
Boaz comes to the chief reaper.
Boaz se dolazi ka glavnom žeteocu.
And the chief reaper.
A glavni žeteoc.
Introduces Rut.
Predstavlja njemu Rutu.
Into the presence of Boaz.
U prisustvu Boaza.
And after chapter 2.
I nakon druge glave.
In the book of Rut.
U knjizi Ruti.
You don't hear no more of the chief reaper.
Više se ništa ne čuje o tom glavnom žeteocu.
1965 he went off the scene.
65. je otišao sa scene.
So from 1965.
Dakle, od 1965.
2006.
Pa sve do 2006.
In chapter 3 and chapter 4.
U trećoj glavi i četvrtoj glavi.
In the book of Ruth.
U knjizi Rute.
Boaz is ministering to Ruth personally.
Boaz lično služi Ruti.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ruth comes into union with Boaz.
Ruta u to vrijeme dolazi do jedinstva sa Boazom.
Ruth become pregnant with Boaz.
Ruta je začela sa Boazom.
Boaz's own life is forming Ruth.
Boazov vlastiti život se formira u Ruti.
Ruth give birth to the man child.
I Ruta rađa muško dete.
Because Ruth's first husband was dead.
Zato što je Rutin prvi muž umro.
She was left in poverty.
Ona je ostala u siromaštvu.
But she came into union with the new husband.
Ali dolazi u jedinstvo sa novim mužem.
And receive full redemption.
I prima puno otkupljenje.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A mystery.
To je tajna.
That has been taking place.
Koja se upravo dešava.
And tonight.
Ovdje večeras.
We are still between that time.
Mi smo u ta dva vremena, između ta dva vremena.
Of Naomi back in the homeland.
Kada se Naomi vraća u domovinu.
But the time is drawing close.
Ali vreme se približava.
Because the Gentiles are blinded.
Zato što su pagani zaslepljeni.
And the Jews are blinded.
A i Jevreji su zaslepljeni.
The only people seen on the earth.
Jedini ljudi koji danas
is the bride.
Je nevesta.
He said, come and buy eye salves.
Oni imaju tu pomast, očnu mast.
That your eyes be anointed.
Da bi vam oči bile pomazane.
To see what?
Da vidite šta.
The hidden secrets of redemption.
Krivene tajne otkupljenja.
That is sealed in the book.
Koje su zapečačene u knjizi.
In the book of Ruth.
U knjizi Ruti.
Is a hidden secret.
Se nalazi skrivena tajna.
A hidden revelation.
Krivene otkrivenje.
Encrypted.
Koje je enkriptovano.
On the top it looked like a love story.
To je površno gledalo, izgledalo kao ljubavna priča.
That people wondered.
I ljudi su se čudili tome.
What to put us in the Bible for?
Pa čemu ta priča u knjizi?
It is a simple love story.
Pa to je samo neka obična ljubavna priča.
It's a mystery.
To je tajna.
Taking place.
Koja se upravo dešava u ovoj posljednjoj generaciji.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Showing how this elected Gentile bride.
Koja pokazuje kako ova izabrana paganska nevesta.
How she comes into the field of Boaz.
Kako dolazi na Boazovo polje.
How she sees the chief servant.
Kako se sreće sa glavnim žeteocom.
How she sees the mystery of the coming of Boaz.
I kako vidi tajnu Boazovog dolaska.
How she and Boaz comes into union.
Kako ona i Boaz dolaze do ujedinjenja.
And all these things are happening.
I sve te stvari se dešavaju.
Before Boaz could bring redemption for the 144,000.
Pre nego što Boaz može doneti otkupljenje njima 144,000.
Naomi is in the homeland.
Naomi je u domovini.
But she still don't have possession of a lost estate.
Ali još uvijek nemaju vlast nad svim vlastištom.
There's much contention and dispute.
Ima puno još borbe i prepirke raspore.
But during that time.
Ali tokom tog vremena.
There's a people on the earth.
Postoje ljudi na ovoj zemlji.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who know where Boaz is?
Koji znaju gdje je Boaz?
Who know what he is doing?
Koji znaju šta on radi?
They know where to find him.
Znaju gdje će ga naći.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because in the book.
Zato što u knjizi.
These things open to Ruth.
Ove knjige su, ove stvari su bile otvorene Ruti.
She knew where he was.
Ona je znala gdje on se nalazi.
They came into union.
Oni su došli do ujedinjenja.
In the threshing time.
In the threshing.
Yeah.
Da, u vrijeme kada su se razvajali žito od ljuske.
Between the reaping and the garnering.
Pre nego što između žetve i smještanja zrna u ambare.
It was in that time.
Bilo je baš u to vrijeme.
When his fan was in his hand.
Kada je imao u svojoj ruci fan.
Znak.
He was purging his floor.
On je to je u stvari kao motka neka.
The wheat,
on je čistio to kroz to sito.
The wheat was being separated from the chaff.
A pšenica se razdvajala od ljuske.
Oh my.
Moj Bože.
So it's a secret.
Dakle, to je jedna tajna.
A mystery of the 144,000.
Tajna njih 144,000.
And a mystery of the bride.
I tajna neveste.
And a mystery of Boaz.
I tajna Boaza.
And a mystery of the harvest time.
I tajna žetvenog vremena.
A mystery of the last generation.
Tajna posljednje generacije.
A mystery of the end of the world.
Tajna kraja sveta.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
All laid inside the book.
Sve to ovdje u knjizi.
And a prophet.
A prorok.
Looking in the air.
Je to posmatrao ovdje.
He begins to open it.
I počeo je da to otvara.
And preach kinsman redeemer.
I da počeo da propoveda rođak otkupitelj.
And when he came to the bridge.
I kada je došao do knjige prolazi između doba i pečata.
Between the ages and the seals.
Između crkvenih doba i od pečata.
He began to show to us.
Počeo je da nam pokazuje.
This great kinsman redeemer.
Tog velikog rođaka otkupitelja.
Because I want you to see.
Zato što želim da to vidite.
That this kinsman redeemer,
da ovaj rođak otkupitelj,
we have to know him in this hour.
Mi ga moramo poznati u ovom času.
Ruth could not come into redemption.
Ruth ne može doći do otkupljenja.
She was in the field.
Nije bila je u polju.
She was in Boaz's field.
Bila je u Boazovom polju.
She saw the chief servant.
Videla je glavnog žeteoca.
She knows that's the chief servant.
Prepoznala je, rekla je, to je taj glavni žeteoc. Otkrivenje 10:7.
She knows that's Boaz.
Ona je znala, to je Boaz.
Revelation 10:1.
Otkrivenje 10:1.
But she don't have no redemption yet.
Ali još nije došla do otkupljenja.
She's only getting a handful in the field.
Ona je tada dobijala samo pregršt u rukama.
Amen.
Na polju. Amen.
She is just receiving food for nourishment.
Ona je dobijala samo hranu toliko da preživi.
She is still a stranger.
Još uvijek je bila stranac.
She hasn't earned anything.
Još ništa nije zaradila.
Amen.
Amen.
And so many come in the message.
I tako mnogi ljudi dolaze u poruku.
They see the chief reaper.
Oni vide glavnog žeteoca.
They have the picture of the cloud with the coming of Boaz.
Imaju tu fotografiju oblaka kako dolazi Boaz.
1963. Then Boaz, the chief reaper, went off the scene.
A onda,
1965.
A onda glavni žeteoc odlazi sa scene 65. godine.
And they don't know what is happening.
I oni ne znaju šta se dešava.
But in chapter 3.
Ali u trećoj glavi.
Something opens up the room.
Nešto počinje da se otvara u rudinoj knjizi.
Something to bring her into union.
Nešto što nju dovodi u jedinstvo.
Something to change her from a gleaner to wife.
Nešto to će nju promijeniti od jedne sluškinje ili radnice do žene.
Something to bring her into marriage.
Nešto što će nju uneti u brak.
A revelation that brings her into oneness.
Jedno otkrivenje koje nju dovodi do jedinstva.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
And every elected seed.
I svako izabrano seme.
Must find that mystery.
Mora naći tu tajnu.
In the days after the chief reaper.
O danima koji su nakon gospodara, o glavnog žeteoca.
Before Naomi receive her redemption.
Pre nego što Naomi može primiti svoje otkupljenje.
Ruth found where he was.
Ruth je našla gdje on počiva ili
she knew what he was doing.
Ona je znala što on radi.
The harvest was very advanced.
Zato što je žetva bila već podmakla.
It was coming to its end.
Stizala je do kraja.
Because the threshing.
Zato što to kada se razdvaja pšenica.
Is the last stage.
To je posljednja faza.
Before the grain goes in the gather.
Pre nego što pšenica može ići u ambare.
We are in the last place.
Mi se nalazimo na zadnjoj fazi, zadnjem mjestu.
Before the church goes.
Pre nego što crkva ide.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
A time of total separation.
Ovo je vrijeme potpunog razdvajanja.
In the days after the chief reaper.
U danima nakon glavnog žeteoca.
Before Naomi receive full redemption.
Pre nego što Naomi može primiti puno otkupljenje.
And I trust over the next few days.
I ja vjerujem da ćemo narednih nekoliko dana.
As we look into these things,
dok budemo razmatrali ove stvari,
we will see,
mi ćemo vidjeti,
this gentle woman,
da ova pagankinja,
by this relationship,
kroz ovaj odnos,
by this revelation,
kroz ovo otkrivenje,
by this experience,
kroz to iskustvo,
and remember that's you and me,
i zapamtite, to smo vi i ja,
if we are bride,
ako smo nevesta,
that's a mystery of us,
to je tajna koja otkriva nas,
there's only two books in the Bible,
jer postoje samo dvije knjige u Bibliji,
name after woman,
koje se zovu po ženama,
the book opens,
buka, knjiga otvara,
and it tells us it is in the time of the judges.
I govori nam da je to vreme sudija.
What was so unusual about the book of Judges?
Šta je bilo toliko neobično u knjigama o sudijama?
The book of Judges,
knjige sudija,
was in the days after Joshua.
Su bile nakon Jošue.
Brother Branham had that Joshua commission.
Brat Branham je imao to Jošuino poslanstvo.
He brought us back in the land of the fathers.
On nas vraća nazad u zemlju naših otaca.
Canaan land is a type of the Holy Ghost.
Zemlja Kanaan oslikava tip Svetog Duha.
Israel in Canaan land,
Izrael u kanaanskoj zemlji,
is a type of the church in the Holy Ghost.
Je tip crkve u kojoj je Sveti Duh.
And in the days after Joshua,
a u danima nakon Jošue,
we had the book of Judges.
Imamo knjigu o sudijama.
A generation that did not know God.
To je generacija koja nije poznavala Boga.
When every man did what was right in his own eyes.
Kada je svaki čovjek radio ono što mu izgledalo ispravno u njegovim očima.
That is the problem in the message today.
To je danas problem i u ovoj poruci.
Every man did what was right in their own eyes.
Svaki čovjek radi onako kako misli da je ispravno u njegovim očima.
But three times in the book of Judges.
Ali tri puta u knjigama o sudijama.
It tells you.
Kaže vam.
That there was no king in Israel.
Da ne, nije bilo kralja u Izraelu.
Every man did what is right in their own eyes.
I svaki čovjek je postupao onako kako je mislio da je ispravno.
The people was continually going away from God.
A ljudi su neprestano samo se udaljavali od Boga.
The people who was called out under the prophet message.
Ljudi koji su bili pozvani pod proročkom porukom.
In the Exodus.
U izlasku.
And who was brought in and placed in Canaan land.
I koji ih je uveo u zemlju Kanaan i postavio poziciju.
And the days after Joshua.
A da u danima iza Jošue.
Those people,
ti ljudi,
just went doing all kind of strange things.
Išli su radili okolo svakojake čudne stvari.
But during that time,
ali u tom vremenu,
with all that confusion,
u svoj toj konfuziji,
there's a mystery of the Gentile bride.
Tamo je tajna paganske neveste.
The elect,
izabrane,
coming into oneness,
koja dolazi do jedinstva,
with the Lord of the harvest,
sa gospodarem žetve,
the kinsman redeemer,
sa rođakom otkupiteljem,
the bride of the Gentile bride,
sa mladoženjom paganske neveste.
And because in chapter 1 in the book of Ruth.
Jer u prvoj glavi u knjizi Rute.
Ruth is Naomi, the Jews is going back to the homeland.
Ruta i Naomi se vraćaju nazad u domovinu.
And in the book of Kings.
A u knjizi o kraljevima.
Solomon, the son of David.
Davidov sin
is on the throne.
Je na prestolu.
And all the kings of the earth bring the glory into the city.
I svi zemaljski kraljevi donose svoju slavu u taj grad.
And from the Jews going back in their homeland.
I kako se Jevreji vraćaju u domovinu?
1946. Until the son of David.
Pa sve do Davidovog sina.
Sits on his throne.
A kako sedi na svom prestolu?
That mystery.
Ta tajna.
In the book of Revelation.
U knjizi otkrivenja.
I read it a while ago for you.
Čitao sam malo pre.
Revelation 9.
Otkrivenje 9.
Your sixth trumpet.
Šesta truba.
The Jews going back in the homeland.
Jevreji se vraćaju u otadžbinu.
After one third part of them was killed.
I nakon izvesnog vremena jedna trećina njih je izginula.
A type of Naomi going back in the homeland.
To je tip Naomi koja se vraća u domovinu.
Revelation 11:15.
Otkrivenje 11:13.
Your seventh trumpet.
Sedma truba,
the kingdom of this world,
kraljevstvo ovog sveta,
become the kingdom of our Lord
Jesus. Postaje kraljevstvo našeg Gospoda i njegovog Krista.
When he come as son of David.
Kada postaje Davidov sin.
And you go in the Old Testament.
I kada idete u Stari Zavet.
From Naomi going back in the homeland.
Kako Naomi ide u obećanu u domovinu.
Until Solomon sit on the throne.
Pa sve dok Solomon ne sjedne na prestolu.
The son of David.
Sin Davidov.
All of that history.
Sve taj dio historije
has been repeated itself.
Se ponovo ponavlja.
Here in this hour.
Upravo u ovom času.
We are not just coming to church, friends.
Mi ne dolazimo samo u crkvu.
We are walking in the fulfilling of the word.
Mi hodamo ispunjavajući ovu reč.
This is the hour.
Ovo je čas.
To make your election and your calling sure.
Kad morate utvrditi svoj poziv i izbor.
As God open the word.
Pošto Bog otvara reč.
And show you your experience.
I pokazuje vam vaša iskustva.
Your life.
Vaš život.
Already represented in the Bible.
Kako je već predstavljen u Bibliji.
How you come out of Moab.
Kako ste vi izašli iz Moaba.
Where you had a perverted birth.
Gdje ste bili perverzno rođeni.
Was part of a perverted race.
Jeste bili deo perverzne rase.
But you heard the word.
Ali ste čuli reč.
And like Ruth,
i kao Ruta,
you made a decision.
Vi ste doneli odluku.
Where thou goest, where thou goest, I will go.
Kuda ideš, tamo idem i ja.
Your people shall be my people.
Tvoj narod će biti moj
Your
narod.
Your God shall be my
Tvoj
God.
Tvoj Bog će biti
Where
moj
you
Bog.
Die will I die.
Tamo gde ti budeš i ja
ću. Where will I be buried.
Gde ti budeš sahranjena i ja
ću. She had such faith.
Imala je takvu veru.
She went out going not knowing where she was going.
Ona je išla i ne znajući kuda ide.
But she wanted to know that God.
Ali želela je upoznati tog Boga.
And then she came over.
I onda je došla u tu zemlju.
And by divine guidance.
I kroz božansko vodstvo.
She was directed into the field of Boaz.
Bila je usmerena na Boazovo polje.
And somehow.
I na neki način.
You end up in the message.
To se završava u poruci.
Amen.
What? A mi smo završili u poruci.
Because there is redemption in this message.
Zato što je otkupljenje u ovoj poruci.
God guide you away from the Baptist field, the Methodist field.
Bog vas je vodio dalje od baptističkog i metodističkog polja.
God guide you away from the Pentecostal field.
Bog vas je čak udaljio od pentekostalnog polja.
But he bring you to Boaz field.
Ali vas doveo do Boazovog polja.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And in that field.
I na tom polju.
You saw the chief reaper.
Vi ste videli glavnog.
You saw the coming of Boaz. And a mystery has been opened.
I tajna je otvorena.
To bring you into oneness with Boaz.
Koja vas dovodi u ujedinjenje sa Boazom.
In this hour.
U ovom času.
So the gospel can go back to the Jews.
Tako da bi se evanđelje moglo vratiti Jevrejima.
So Naomi.
Tako da Naomi
can receive
može primiti
her redemption.
Njeno otkupljenje.
But she only receive it.
Ali ona ga samo prima.
After Boaz and Ruth was married.
Nakon venčanja Boaza i Ruth.
And Ruth gave birth.
A Ruta je rodila.
To Boaz's very own life.
Sam Boazov život.
Amen.
Amen.
What a thing, friends.
Kako velika stvar, prijatelji.
It had been happening.
I to se dešava.
From
1946. Od 1946.
2006.
Pa sve do 2006.
The mystery of the Feast of
Trumpets. Tajna praznika truba.
Rushing the Jews back in the homeland.
Kako goni Jevreje nazad u obećanu zemlju.
Waiting for the Day of Atonement.
I čeka na đavola koji će mučiti.
And no? Waiting for the Day of Atonement.
Čekaju na dan pomirne žrtve.
And while they are waiting for that.
I dok to čekaju,
which they will receive under the seventh trumpet.
Što će primiti pod sedmom trubom?
Under the seventh seal.
Pod sedmim pečatom.
Christ and the bride.
Hrist koji je u nevesti.
Boaz meets Ruth in the field.
Boaz se sreće sa Rutom na polju.
And he sees that character.
I on vidi taj karakter.
And he falls in love with her.
I on se zaljubljuje u nju.
And he is going to make her his own.
I on će nju načiniti svojom.
And Ruth.
A Ruta.
She sees Boaz.
Ona vidi Boaza.
And she too is in love with Boaz.
I ona se također zaljubljuje u Boaza.
I pray you've seen him.
Ja se molim da vi njega tako vidite.
And you love him tonight.
I da ga zavolite večeras.
Because he will not stop short of nothing but marriage.
I on neće se zaustaviti sve do braka sa vama.
And take you to the future home.
I odvesti vas u budući dom.
The place he prepared.
Mesto koje on pripremio.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that's what's happening.
To je ono što se dešava.
It's in the Bible.
To se nalazi u Bibliji.
It's between Judges.
To je između sudija.
And Samuel.
I Samuel.
Samuel is where David comes on the throne.
Samuel je kada David dolazi na presto.
There was a king in Israel.
On je bio kralj u Izraelu.
And Judges.
A sudije.
Is the days of apostasy.
Su dani otpadništva.
When people had gotten away from God.
Kada su se ljudi udaljili od Boga.
And you had a generation that didn't know God.
I bila je tamo generacija koja nije znala Boga.
And we look around and we see these things.
I mi možemo vidjeti danas te stvari.
So many fallen away.
Tako puno njih koji su otpali.
But a little bride.
Ali postoji mala nevesta.
She knows where he is.
Koja zna gdje je on.
She's coming to union with him.
Ona dolazi do ujedinjenja s njim.
Amen.
Amen. Možete ustati.
Let us bow our hearts and pray.
Pognimo srca u molitvi.
Our gracious loving Father.
Naš dragi i ljubljeni Oče.
Beginning this first night of these meetings.
Počinjući prvo veče ovih sastanaka.
We are grateful for your presence.
Mi smo zahvalni zbog tvoje prisutnosti.
We are grateful for the truth that your Holy Spirit can impart to our hearts.
Zahvalni smo zbog toga što Sveti Duh može ove istine doneti do naših srca.
Lord, we are in anticipation.
Gospode, mi smo u iščekivanjima.
That as you would speak to us.
Da dok ti budeš nama govorio.
And continue to speak to us.
I da nastaviš da nam govoriš.
And Lord, your will would be unfolded so clearly unto us.
I Gospode, tvoja volja će nam se toliko jasno izložiti.
And by the revelation of your word,
i kroz otkrivenje tvoje reči,
the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened.
Oči našeg razumevanja će biti prosvetljene.
Moving our souls up into that realm.
I naše duše će biti podignute gore u tu oblast.
Where we can see how we are being led by the Holy Spirit.
Gdje možemo vidjeti kako smo bili vođeni od Svetog Duha.
Bringing us into this great mystery of oneness.
Koji nas uvodi u tu veliku tajnu jedinstva.
In this great uniting time.
Veliko vrijeme ujedinjenja.
This great harvest time.
U ovo veliko žetveno vrijeme.
We see the tears already being bundled.
Vidimo kako se već svezuje kukolj.
Soon they will be burned under the sixth seal.
I uskoro će biti spaljen pod šestim pečatom.
And we know the wheat will also be gathered in the garner.
I mi znamo također da će pšenica biti skupljena u ambare.
It's a threshing time.
Ovo je vrijeme kada se dolazi do razdvajanja ljuske i zrna.
A time of separation.
Vrijeme jednog razdvajanja.
From the things of the flesh.
Od stvari ovoga tijela.
From the things of the world.
Od stvari ovog svijeta.
So we can come into complete union with you.
Tako da možemo doći do potpunog jedinstva s tobom.
May in these services.
Neka bi ove službe.
We find that channel, Lord.
Našli u njima taj kanal.
Where our souls can become in such close communion with you.
Gdje naše duše mogu doći u jedno tako blisko zajedništvo
that
sa tobom.
Our faith can increase.
Da bi naša vera se uzdigla.
And be matured.
I sazrela.
As we sit under the presence of the Son.
Dok sedimo u prisustvu sunca, sina.
Oh God, may you grant it tonight.
O Bože, daruj to večeras.
Bless each and every one that is here.
I blagoslovi svakog pojedinog koji je ovdje.
I pray, Lord, tonight.
Molim se, Gospode, večeras.
These things would find a place deep down in our hearts.
Da ove stvari nađu duboko mjesto u našem srcu.
And long after the service is over.
I nakon što služba bude gotova.
As we lay in our rooms.
Pošto odlazimo u naše slobe.
In our beds.
U naše krevete.
We think on these things.
I razmišljamo ovim
we
stvarima.
We search the scriptures.
Mi pretražujemo pisma.
And Lord, may your Holy Spirit.
I Gospode, neka onda Sveti Duh.
Continue to unfold these things.
Dođe i otkrije ove stvari.
And make it a personal revelation.
I načini to jednim ličnim otkrivenjem.
To every one of your hungry children.
Svakom od tvoje gladne djece.
Who has prayed for these services.
Koja se molila za ove službe.
Who have come expecting to receive from you.
Koji su došli u iščekivanju da prime nešto od tebe.
I pray tonight, Lord.
Ja se molim večeras,
Gospode. This grace would move in every heart.
Da ova milost pokrene svako srce.
May you grant it.
Možeš li darovati
to? We believe and pray.
Jer mi vjerujemo i molimo se.
In the all-sufficient name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
U svedovoljno ime našeg Gospoda Isusa Hrista.
Amen.
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 God bless you, brother.
Bog vas blagoslovio, brat Olasin.